านกำลังหับฟัง SBS Radio ลาว
ในวันอังคารที่13ธันวา SBS Radio ลาวโปรแกรมได้หับเชิญไปห่วมงานอาหารเช้ากับตำรวจหรือ Breakfast with Cops ที่สถานีตำรวจแฟร์ฟิลด์ในโอกาสเดียวกันทาง SBS ก็ได้มีโอกาสสัมภาษณ์ทาง Superintendent McLean เกี่ยวกับเวียกงานและบทบาทของตำรวจในเขตแฟร์ฟิลด์Today, SBS Radio is having a chat to Superintendent McLean, who's commander of Fairfield LAC. Thank you very much for your time, Commander.
Oh, it's great joining you this morning. Thank you.
Now, we like to know, is the crime rate higher or lower during COVID pandemic?
Well, COVID, the pandemic presented different crime problems for us. So we saw a downturn in crime, like property and other, volume crime, what we term volume crime type offences during COVID because of lockdowns where people weren't allowed out of home. We did see some increases, though, across the board in relation to family and domestic violence because obviously people were, you know, in the home environment together. But what I'd like to say, I guess, is that now post lockdowns, crime is probably returning to levels, or it's plateauing, if you like. It's back where it was pre-COVID. We're not necessarily concerned about crime. We just see that COVID presented different crime issues to what they are now. So we're comfortable with where we're at and our prevention strategies.
How is the crime rate when comparing this LAC with neighbouring LAC like Liverpool or Bankstown?
Well, I'd like to say that we compare similarly. We're a similar demographic to those commands and certainly that across southwestern Sydney. But I focus here on our crime as a command rather than comparing myself to others. I see that this is a whole of community issue and we engage with community on crime and our response to crime. So rather than looking at crime rates or how necessarily I compare to other commands, I focus on what the issues are, whether it be family and domestic violence or youth or knife crime, for example. We focus on those issues, implement and or develop and implement strategies and then look about driving particular issues as they arise down.
Now, is the cybercrime prevalent in this area since the hacking of big company?
Look, I wouldn't say that this area, Fairfield City, is more prevalent than any other area. But what I would say is that anyone in community now, particularly those who have access, and we all do, to smartphones and computers, or even those with telephones where people can call, need to be vigilant of the risks associated with cybercrime. So the message out there to community members, and particularly those who may have elderly or vulnerable persons who, you know, in their lives, family, is that if it sounds too good to be true around scams and frauds and whatever, it normally is. So don't give your personal details away, clearly, and where something doesn't sound right, it normally isn't right. So importantly, if in doubt, don't share your details and just ask someone. And normally there's somebody in your family group or circle that can assist, or otherwise the police can provide general advice about that type of issue also.
What should people do when they become victims of cybercrime?
Yeah, well, look, there's a couple of different things. Look, sadly, some of the cybercrime events that occur originate from overseas. So often New South Wales Police can do little because the fraud or the offence is actually occurring overseas. So our first message and that which we try and tell people around education is that we try and prevent these incidents occurring in the first instance. But if they are, if people are a victim of a particular cybercrime, they should report that to their local police or via the police assistance line, and we'll take a report of it. And if a matter can be investigated, we will make every effort to do so. But quite often, we can't investigate those matters to their fullest because the offences occur overseas and we're really limited in terms of what we can do. So the message, again, is back to prevention rather than us responding to particular issues.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to change the subject a little bit. Is the crime associated with youth problems in Fairfield?
Well, Fairfield, like any area in southwestern Sydney or more broadly, has obviously a growing population. There is a significant amount of youth that that live and go to school in these areas. So, but I wouldn't say it's necessarily overrepresented to other areas. But we do focus on youth crime, and we notice. We believe that. That our youth are really the key to the future. So if we can make some efforts with youth, whether it be us or through PCYCs or other commands, and through partnerships with the community groups to try and disengage those youths who may be moving into a cycle of crime and violence, we will do so. So the answer, I guess, is no, there's no specific over-representation, but we are very much front of mind around our response to youth crime.
What are the top three priorities would Fairfield Police focus on to reduce crime in the area?
Well, there's a lot of priorities, but I suppose I'll just talk about a few of them. We just spoke about youth, and that is a priority of mine, where we will do what we can to divert youth away from crime, and we will take action where we detect crime. And what often flows into youth crime is knife crime, and that is an absolute issue for us in southwestern Sydney and otherwise, where we see that incidents of knife crime, where they occur, and whether that means an assault with a knife or, for example, stabbings and malicious woundings, or simply the possession of knives and those who may use them to threaten others, we will take action. So people need to know that if there are people in the community and don't have a reasonable excuse for having a knife, we will take that knife and we will put people before the court, because that is a problem for us. So thirdly, I guess family and domestic violence, front of mind all the time. So what we see is particularly multicultural communities such as that here at Fairfield, where there's people from a variety of different backgrounds, some from backgrounds where their relationship in certain countries with police is not what we would like it to be. So we want to mend or certainly move that relationship forward, so people are willing to report incidents of domestic violence to police and take action accordingly. So we're proud of our efforts around our response to domestic violence. We will take a view of putting people before the court where we detect incidents of domestic and family violence. So they're the three sort of main priorities. But as we move into summer, alcohol-related crime is an issue for us. And there's a whole range of other matters that we look at daily around whether, get down to driving offences or other more serious aspects around, serious and organised crime. We tackle a whole range of things, but certainly those few matters are ones which are a priority for us.
Now, what message would you like to send to the community?
Well, I guess the message I'd like to send, given the time of year, is first of all to wish everyone a happy and merry Christmas for those of the Christian faith and those that aren't, to just have a nice end of year and a good holiday. But what they should do going into their holidays now is that they live in a safe and friendly society, and that they are supported and the police are here to help. But if they see something that's not right, report it. If they're concerned about anything in the community, they should report it. But know that the police are here to help rather than hinder anyone, and that we would like to partner with community rather than anything else in our response to and perception of crime in the community. We see it as a whole of community responsibility and one which we lead. So we look forward to working with the community as we go forward. And I know this is the LAO program, and we enjoy a positive relationship with this community. So we thank you and thank that community for their involvement in and active involvement in community activities, and one which is very much around making a safer place for all of us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on today.
ที่จบลงไปแล้วนั้นแม้นการสัมภาษณ์ท่านซูเปอร์อินเทนเดนต์แมคเลนผู้บัญชาการตำรวจเมืองแฟร์ฟิลด์จัดทำโดยซักภูมิรัตน์วิทยุ SBS ภาคภาษาลาว
อยากฟังเรื่องต่างๆหลายตื่มดังเดียวกันนี่บ่จงฟังที่ Apple Podcast Google Podcast Spotify หรือทุกเมื่อที่ท่านฟังพอดคาสต์